The incompetence of this administration over the last 8 months cannot be allowed to continue. Madam President, the American people deserve better.
That was Senator Barrasso on the Senate floor, speaking what we already know to be true, Sleepy Joe is in charge. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to a slightly later than usual episode of Weekend Update. From high above all other pedantic forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. We don't often talk national politics on the program, and that's for a couple of reasons. First, I don't really think that there's a whole heck of a lot we can do to change those. And second, I'm not super duper impressed with our representation in Washington, D.C. But when they're right, they're right, and credit where credit is due.
Senator from Wyoming.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I come to the floor today to talk about the growing list of disasters that are occurring in this country and around the world as a result of the actions of President Biden.
Honestly, I was just wondering how long it was going to take our congressional delegation to just call things as they are, that President Joe Biden is 100% unquestionably, unequivocally, absolutely, and completely incompetent. What makes all of this even worse is that everybody knows that President Joe Biden is not the person that is making the decisions in the White House. Nobody in their right mind would leave that bumbling buffoon in charge of the nuclear codes. Not even if you're a crazy leftist. But me, as a historian, I absolutely cannot wait to do a comparison with President Reagan and Joe Biden. President Reagan did have Alzheimer's, and I guess you could fairly say that while he was president, that process was started, but he's got nothing on Sleepy Joe Biden. I give you Exhibit A. Now, Joe Biden is a big fan of Thomas Jefferson, and he's bastardized Jefferson's quotation when he said that the tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants alike. Now, he switches that around, and he's done it throughout his entire career when he's talking about gun control. But if you have any question about the mental acuity of Joe Biden, let me just give you the first version, the classic version of Joe Biden's interpretation of Thomas Jefferson's quote, and then I'll give you the new and improved version.
By the way, those who say the tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots, a great line. Well, guess what? The fact is, if you're going to take on the government, you need an F-15 with Hellfire missiles. There's no way an AK-47 is going to take care of you if you're going to take on, you're worried about the government coming down, knocking down your door.
That was the first version. Now here's the newest one.
Those who say the blood of patriots, you know, and all the stuff about how we're going to have to move against the government. Well, the tree of liberty is not water with the blood of patriots. What's happened is that there are never been, if you want to think you need to have weapons to take on the government, you need F-15s and maybe some nuclear weapons.
So are you telling me that somebody is letting that guy be in charge of the nuclear codes and making decisions for this country? I don't really think so. It's actually worse than that. But before we get into that, a little totally egregious self-promotion. You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps. iHeartRadio, iTunes, really any of them will work. But the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There you can find all of the shows as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of a program. If you are Sleepy Joe Biden and you have no clue what's going on, well, you can go to cowboystatepolitics.com, pull up an article, and educate yourself. Or even worse, if you're the person that's telling Joe Biden what to say, and you are acting just like you have been, well, you definitely need to go to cowboystatepolitics.com, pull up an article, and educate yourself. If you're in Casper, Wyoming today, then you need to head to the Gaslight Social around from 2 to 6 p.m. today for a Patriot Roundup. It's a veterans-led effort to help network patriot groups around the state. The goal is to organize at the state, county, town, and neighborhood levels for mutual aid, mutual defense, and in direct support of our constitutional sheriffs and local law enforcement officers. There's a misconception that these things are only for those willing to bear arms in defense of our rights, but our warriors need support and logistics to be able to do that. Everyone has a role. Everyone can serve. This event is designed to organize both aspects and to unite us all in defense of our homes and in defense of the Bill of Rights. So it's at the Gaslight Social from 2 to 6 p.m. today. We began the program with Senator John Barrasso speaking on the floor of the Senate. So while I'm not really a fan of Senator John Barrasso, he absolutely roasted the Biden administration. So in today's program, we're just going to kind of walk through what he had to say just to give you an understanding of exactly how bad things are with the sleepy Joe Biden and friends administration. He begins with the most recent debacle in Afghanistan.
This disaster happened because President Biden paid more attention to the calendar on the wall than he did to the conditions on the ground. President Biden wanted symbolism. Well, Madam President, we got symbolism. We got the symbol of terrorists. It's the one they wanted. It's the symbol of helicopters flying, leaving the roof of the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan, something that President Biden promised the American people they would never see. But there it was for the world to see.
And perhaps the symbol that they wanted to advertise to the rest of the world is that the United States government is now completely 100% inept. And despite what the administration is telling you, it took a Herculean effort by private individuals in the United States to get American citizens off the ground in Afghanistan. Sadly, for the first time, American citizens were left in a foreign country without any support from the United States military. Our senator continues.
President Biden was so eager to pull our troops out of Afghanistan by an arbitrary date that he left hundreds, if not thousands, of American citizens trapped hostages behind enemy lines. President Biden abandoned strategically located Bagram Air Force Base. That's the one base that could have evacuated people safely. The Biden administration even gave the Taliban a list of American citizens. I mean, can you imagine that? The administration gave the Taliban, the terrorists, a list of American citizens, green card holders, Afghan allies, people we wanted to get out of the country. Madam President, to me and many Americans who heard this happen, we saw it as a kill list, a list that the terrorists would use against American citizens and our allies on the ground.
We'll get back to Sleepy Joe and his puppet master's complete incompetence in just a second, but first, a totally obscene profit timeout. If you're in the market for an outbuilding or a garage or a barn or a roping arena or just some place to stash all of your fun summertime toys, well, then you need to call my friends Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. Their number is 307-674-2532. These guys are the experts in metal building construction, and they can definitely set you up with a building that will take care of all of those expensive playthings that you need to store for the next 9 months. One of the most important things to keep all of those motorized gadgets in working order is to make sure that things don't freeze inside the building. To prevent that from happening, Morton Buildings insulates their buildings from below ground level all the way up to the ceiling. That'll make sure that your gadgets don't freeze and you can fire them up just as soon as winter breaks, whatever month that'll turn out to be in. So give them a call at 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. Don't forget about the Cowboy State Politics Facebook page. Like it, share it, tell everybody you know about it. All of the episodes are posted there, as well as anything I find during the course of the week that I think that you might be interested in. And now, back to Sleepy Joe and friends. And if that's not enough, now the Taliban in Afghanistan is more heavily armed than some of our allies, or countries that were our allies before we screwed up this whole thing in Afghanistan. Here's the next example that Senator Barrasso uses.
Yet Afghanistan is just one of President Biden's many failures. On issue after issue, this president has displayed complete incompetence. For instance, President Biden has displayed gross incompetence and mismanagement at our southern border. On President Biden's first day in office, very first day, he flipped on the green light at the border and he laid out the welcome mat. He shut down construction of the border wall, even though that it had been fully paid for. He illegally ended the very successful Remain in Mexico policy. He stopped all deportations. And ever since then, ever since that day one in his administration, illegal immigration has been at an all-time high. Over the last week, we have seen more than 10,000 illegal immigrants crowding under a single bridge in Del Rio, Texas. Since President Biden became president, more than a million illegal immigrants have crossed into our country. Look, that's nearly a million. That's more than twice the population of Wyoming.
All you have to do is turn on any news station, even the fake news, and they'll show you pictures of what's happening on the southern border. Now, I'm not saying that the fake news is going to tell you that this is a complete and utter disaster. It is. But at least you can see the pictures of what the Biden administration is doing on our southern border. But this isn't even close to the end of it. Here's Senator Barrasso again.
Under President Biden, we have chosen chaos on the border, and we have chaos also in Democrat-governed cities. Over the past year and a half, we've seen an unprecedented rise in murders and shootings and violent crime in Democrat-run cities. Last year, the murder rate went up by a third. This year, it's up again. Nearly all of the increases are in cities run by Democrats. Last year, Democrat cities, what did they do? Well, they cut more than $1 billion off of funding from our police, from law enforcement, for people that are there to keep the cities and the straight and the state and the streets safe. As a result, crime is out of control. Working families are scared.
Chaos overseas, chaos at the border, chaos in our cities. If you're keeping track, we are quickly checking all of the boxes that presidential candidates usually run on: foreign policy, the border, and crime. And this one might be the most consequential one of them all.
There's also something else that's worrying families all across America, and that's the skyrocketing costs that they have to pay every time they fill up their tank or when they go to the grocery stores. At a time when our economy should be booming, the purchasing power of people's paychecks is getting eaten away. Gasoline is now nearly a dollar more a gallon than it was when Joe Biden took office. Now it costs about $25 more to fill up your vehicle. It costs about $25 more for a weekly trip for shopping at the grocery store. $25 for gas, $25 for groceries, $50 a week. That's over $2,000 a year in lost buying ability, lost power of the paycheck for American families. Inflation's happening because of excessive Democrat borrowing and spending. Gas prices are also rising because President Biden is restricting American energy. He's killed thousands of good energy jobs. He took an axe to the Keystone XL pipeline. He stopped all new oil and gas leases on federal land. No surprise to Americans that the price of energy is going up. And what's President Biden's solution to this? Well, he wants to raise taxes on energy produced in America. Doesn't want Americans to explore for energy and oil in the United States. No, his national security advisor last month actually asked foreign oil-producing countries, including Saudi Arabia and Russia. This is the national security advisor. Asked Saudi Arabia and Russia to pump more foreign oil to lower the price of gas. And you say, well, how do you know that? Well, it was on the White House website, right there for the world to see. The president would prefer for us to buy energy from our enemies rather than produce it here at home.
While I'm not in the habit of quoting Democrats, this one seems appropriate. It's the economy, stupid. Yeah, James Carville had it right. And what drives the American economy? Energy. And what drives the economy of the great state of Wyoming? Coal, oil, natural gas, energy. Ray Charles could see what we are witnessing, a four-pronged attack on the United States, foreign policy, our border, crime in our cities and states, and the economy. And so, with all of the evidence that Senator John Barrasso laid out, we'll end this episode exactly where it started.
The American people know what they want. Safe communities, secure border, higher wages, lower prices. It's what I hear in Wyoming. It's what I heard this past weekend. The incompetence of this administration over the last 8 months cannot be allowed to continue. Madam President, the American people deserve better.
Yes, they absolutely do. But it would be complete folly if we didn't answer the question of why all of this is happening. The Democrats have an agenda, and they always have. It's one of socialism. But there is only one way to transition to socialism from a capitalistic representative republic like we are on the precipice of losing right now. History always repeats itself, and if you look at all the socialistic regimes throughout history, the one thing that happens before socialism takes hold is an absolute collapse of the economic and political system in the country that it's happening in. Things have to get so bad that you have no other choice but to choose socialism. And in this case, there are only two things, thankfully, that are left on our checklist. The first is that the people absolutely have to clamor to choose socialism. Now, while there are many, many groups in our country that want that very thing, there are far more patriots in America that will resist socialism until their dying breath. That's the one thing that we have in our pocket right now. And it is also the one thing that every country that has gone to socialism in the history of the world has not had: the American people. While everything else that the Sleepy Joe and Friends administration is doing is going straight into the crapper, that's the one thing that we can always count on. The last checkbox, and I'm sure you could all see this one coming, is to replace the current tenant of the Oval Office. This, of course, can happen in two ways. The first of which is that the Democrats replace Joe Biden with Kamala Harris. That one's terrible. The second is that we win the next election. And while that one is pretty daunting in and of itself, there's one more thing that we can do, and that is to make all of our states as strong as possible. That is, we all work as Wyoming citizens to make sure our state is strong enough to withstand the storm that is going to be whatever happens to the Sleepy Joe and Friends administration. And we're going to talk about that on Monday's edition of Cowboy State Politics. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.